Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. And as we wrap up our 13th anniversary week, I want to thank you for allowing me to be just a tiny bit extra obnoxious, a little bit more obnoxious than usual this week, celebrating these milestones. I hope it's been a lesson to you so you can do that. Maybe you're doing it with more class, too. I'm sure you can. But celebrate your milestones, folks. I know Tim Berry agrees with me about that. Tim is the founder of Palo Alto Software. Nobody on the planet knows more about business planning than he does. And of course, the bplans.com is a great educational website. Timberry.com is a great place to find out what Tim's got going on, what he's thinking about. You must know what Tim has to say, folks. It's very, very important. We're talking about myths. We're talking about the things that we tease ourselves about, we lie to ourselves about, we misinform ourselves about. These are little paradigms that we build up that aren't really true. I wonder if one of them it might be that a business plan is not really relevant to today's marketplace. Is that a myth that's starting to as people are starting to ask themselves?
Yeah, that's actually 10 of them, Jim.
All 10, huh? Yeah. The 10 inside of that one, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of mythology in business plans. People think of it as a document, and then supposedly it's a waste of time because nobody's going to read it, where, in fact, a business plan is a plan, what's going to happen, unless you need to output it to some document that somebody else is going to read. It lives on your computer. Another lie about business. You see, I can go on with business planning. We don't have enough time to do that. But it's a damn shame, because planning is actually managing and steering your business. And the plan changes, and you manage the change and use it to manage change. And people don't understand that. Now, how about the lie that...
Hold on to that. Hold on for a second, Tim, because, folks, if you've heard Tim talking about business planning, if you go back into that suite I was talking about and listen to Tim talk to us about business planning, what you'll get out of all that is after not very long, you'll say, wait a minute. He's not talking about business planning. He's talking about running my business, and it just happens to be couched in the form of organizational, you know, organizing it on a computer or on paper, just kind of putting it, you know, down on in writing. But otherwise, it's basically those fundamentals that we talked about earlier, Tim.
I think that's true, and I think it's a shame that people will avoid the business plan because they have the mythological business plan that's like a thesis or a term paper, and it's hard to do. Instead of like the trip plan, knowing where you're going and how to get there and what are the steps, so you can change them as changes become necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having the plan is about being able to change and adapt quickly, because the plan sets your relationships and interrelationships between the business down so that when this one is different, you can react with that one.
Is it possible to do a good job of business planning without ever assembling a document?
Oh, absolutely. The document is output of the plan. The plan is strategy plus how to get there. Strategy is your high-level direction, right? And how to get there is specifics. What, when, who, how much it costs, how much it generates, your sales forecast, your expense budget, your milestones, you know, mm-hmm. list of dates and deadlines. That's planning. And that, in millions of good organizations, that lives on the computer. And then the pitch that people talk about, or the business plan document, or the elevator speech, those are outputs. The
right.
plan is really always there, always living, flexible, being revised, because it is like steering your business, as you just said. You have your plan is what's supposed to happen, and management is dealing with the difference between what was supposed to happen and what
mm-hmm.
actually happened.
And so, folks, if nothing else, Tim, maybe that'll help break this myth, dispel this myth about business planning. to say to yourself, okay, my goal is not even to print anything out. My goal is to, or not to create a document. My goal is to do a business plan one element at a time. You know, the marketing, the competition, the product line, the organization, the financials, whatever the segment is, the component is, to do those and get good at each one of those and have them living in my head, if nothing else.
Or preferably in your computer,
yeah,
because
right.
The reason we don't keep it in the head is you are going to be wrong. All business plans are wrong.
Right.
And like steering is course correction.
Right.
Managing is managing how you were wrong, in what direction, and what's changing.
And of course, you do it in your computer. My thing was that you manage it. You keep it in your head to as you operate your business. Hey Tim, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Thanks.
Oh, and congratulations again on the anniversary.
Thanks,
very happy to be here with you.
Gotta go. I'll see you later, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.